Good evening to you from the Rosen-Verdorn Sports Complex on the campus of Morningside College in Sioux City, Iowa. Old habits die hard. I still want to call it Alley Gym. The Door College Defenders taking on a Morningside Mustang volleyball team this evening. Morningside comes into the contest 16-8 overall, 8-3 in the conference. Door College 21-4 overall and 9-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Good evening. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside. Here at Morningside, Mustangs have losses this year in the league to Northwestern, Midland, and Dort College. They had seven straight wins from September 14th to September 30th with a loss to Northwestern on the road, finishing that string that happened back on October the 3rd. Mustangs have a 13.49 kills per set average to go with 1.21 points per set on e-serves and 2.2 on blocks. As I take a look at the numbers, the Morningside Mustangs don't do anything exceptionally well, but they do a lot of things very well. Jade Bergman leads this team with a 2.61 kills per set average, while Emma Gerber and Jen Byard are at 2.45 and 2.33 kills each. Callie Alberico is putting up 8.55 assists per set, has a team-high 19 ace serves this season. Nikki Oberfull is the leader in digs with a 4.83 average. For the Dort College Defenders, they're 21-4 overall, and they are 9-1 in GPAC play. Dort College started the year 1-2, and have gone 20-2 since, with their losses to Northwestern and Viterbo in that string. Dort College is averaging 14.4 kills per set with a 2.43 kill efficiency. They get 1.52 points per set on ace serves, 2.1 blocks per set per outing. Strength of this Dort College team has been their attack at the net. Emma Alton averages 4.38 kills per set. Leah Camp puts in 2.91 kills per outing. Camp has a 3.18 kill efficiency to top the Dort College attackers. Julie Emmelenberg is averaging 2.18 kills per set. Ellie Cromadike is at 1.86. Cromadike and Camp average just under a block each, along with Haley Moss. Jamie Gasink is putting up 10.48 assists per set, and she has a 1.2 kills per set average to go with 2.17 digs per outing. Summer Jansen has a 4.92 digs per set average, and Alton is at 2.3. Aubrey Drake gets to 2.23 per outing. Alton is the team leader with 34 ace serves. Gasink has 22. Jansen has 19. Morningside was a 3-0 winner in their most recent outing over Mount Marty back on October the 11th. Jen Byard had 10 kills in that win. Dort College was a 3-1 winner over Doan on Saturday. Dort was led by Emma Alton as 14 kills. Cromadek at 13, Lindbergh and Camp each got 10. The Defenders won, bouncing back from a set 1 25-18 loss to win sets 2-3 and 4, 25-23, 25-22, and 25-22. These two teams played back on September the 6th in Sioux Center, with Dort College prevailing 25-23, 25-16, 22-25, and 25-23. The Defenders had a team kill efficiency of 239. Alton recorded 24 kills. Lindbergh had 15. Cromadek and Camp each had 10. Jamie Gasing put up 54 assists in that win. Jen Byard put down 12 kills for the Mustangs, and Gerber had 11, while Alberico recorded 34 assists and 3 ace serves. Morningside travels to Hastings on October the 20th before returning home to face Northwestern on Wednesday, October 25. Dort College will be on the road to face the College of St. Mary this Friday, and then Hastings on Saturday afternoon. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with telling you about some of the players you'll be hearing about this evening as we take a look at the rotations for both teams. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5.
Thank you.
listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, and the playing of our national anthem from the campus of Morningside College in Sioux City, Iowa. Here are the players you'll be hearing about for both teams. Let's begin with the North College defenders. Aubrey Drake's a back row specialist. She is a junior from Rock Island, Illinois. She's averaging 2.2 digs. She has a team high. She has 16 ace serves this season. Julie Lindberg is a junior from Margate, Florida, averaging 2.2 kills per set. She's an outside hitter. Number 12 is Emma Alton, also an outside hitter, 4.38 kills per set. The junior from Sioux Center is averaging. She has 34 ace serves, 2.3 digs. Jamie Gasing's a junior setter from Sioux Center. She averages 10.5 assists, 1.2 kills, 2.2 digs, and has 24 ace serves this season. Allie Kromadike's a middle hitter from Belle Plaine, Minnesota, averaging 1.86 kills per set. Erica Bausman is a back row specialist from Sheldon, Iowa, averaging 1.9 digs with 13 ace serves. Leah Camps, a middle blocker from Tinley Park, Illinois, averaging 2.91 kills per outing. Summer Jansen's a senior from Sheldon, Iowa, averaging 4.92 digs. She also has 19 ace serves. And Haley Moss is a right-side hitter. She is a senior, from Boyden, Iowa, averaging 1.29 kills per set. For the Morningside Mustangs, their starters will include Marin Van Velsen, a back row specialist, 1.8 digs per set. She has 8 ace serves this season. Callie Alberico is the setter. She is averaging 8.6 assists with 19 ace serves, 2.6 digs. Jenna Byard is an outside hitter, averaging 2.33 kills per set. She is a senior from Sioux Center. Emma Gerber is an outside hitter, averaging 2.5 kills per set. She wears number 12. Brittany Olson, right side hitter, 2.1 kills per set. She wears number 15. And Jade Bergman is averaging 2.6 kills with 1.5 digs. She also has 12 ace serves. Other players you might hear about: Brittany Fleming, 1.4 kills per set. Ashley Vanderstow, 1.3 kills per outing. Krista Zank, 2.1 kills per set. And Nikki Oberfell, 4.8 digs with 18 ace serves. When these two teams met back in early September, Morningside used a lot of different rotations. They plugged in a lot of different players, and it looks like they still have done a lot of that recently in contests. So we expect to see a lot of players as they try to find the hot hand in their match here this evening. We're moments away from the start of tonight's contest. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with First Serve right after this. Welcome back to Sioux City, Iowa, as we get set for volleyball. The North College defenders and Morningside Mustangs getting set for this conference tussle, and this one carries some conference standing ramifications. At this point of the year, here's how things shake out. Hastings is 10-1, a half game in front in the standings. Northwestern and Dort are both 9-1, flat-footed tie, both beat each other on their home floor, and both teams won in four sets. Midland is a game back of Dort and Northwestern at 9-2, actually a half game back, as they have 11 matches under their belt. And then you've got Morningside lurking at 8-3, and in number 5, they'd love to move up into that number 4 spot and vie for a first-round home match in the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Briar Cliff stands 6-5. Doan is 4-6. Dakota Wesleyan and College of St. Mary are 1-9. There's your separation. You go from 4-6 to 1-9. Mount Marty is 1-10. Concordia is 0-11. Other matches tonight: Briar Cliff is at Northwestern. Midland's at Doan. Mount Marty is at Dakota Wesleyan. We are set for volleyball action, and we are underway. Aubrey Drake with service taken by Morningside. Mustangs attacking and dumped over, saved by the defenders, passed over the net by Altona, controlled by Morningside, set goes right side, dug by Drake, outside attack, Altona off speed, dug by Byard, here comes Morningside, Byard goes outside, unable to put it away, it's dug up into the rafters, kept alive by Jansen, but out of bounds, last touch by Dort College, and Byard will get credit for the kill. Jen Byard with her first kill this evening, and the Morningside Mustangs take a 1-0 lead. 1-0, our score. Set number 1, serving is Callie Alberico. Alberico with service. Her serve is long, well off of the back line and out of bounds. So Alberico, a service error. And the Dort College defenders tied up at 1-1 with that service error. Not a bad first volley by the defenders on that first point. Showed some grit, got to the ball, like to see that block get up a little bit quicker. Hannah Connolly with service, controlled by Morningside, set goes to the middle, dug by Connolly. Drake will bump it up over to Altona. Altona off high hand, saved by Dort College as again got blocked right back at the defenders, and Jamie Gasing makes short work of that as she goes up and knocks the pass down, or knocks that overpass or that dig back down. She gets credit for the unassisted kill. Morningside on the way, set right side over to Byard. Byard tools it off the block for the kill. Jen Byard has always had big matches, it seems, against the defenders. The Sioux Center High School product, averaging 2.33 kills per set. She has two already this evening. Both of the points for Morningside accounted for by her kills. She goes about 6-3. That time she slid to the right for the kill. Morningside has service. Morgan Gourley with serve. So Gourley lets it fly. Short serve taken by the defenders, and Jansen gets it over to Giesing. Slide over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill. Kromendijk with the kill, and the North College defenders regain the lead at 3-2 early on in this one. Not a huge crowd on hand, but a healthy crowd, I would say. Not uncommon. Nice day outside. Might have a late-arriving crowd this evening. Nice crowd on hand for the North College defenders. They always travel well to Sioux City. Bump set by Kromendijk over to Altena. Altena with a swing and the kill. Emma Altena unblocked, and Altena with her first kill this evening. And the North College defenders have a 4-2 lead. Emma Altena, the outside attacker from Sioux Center. Jamie Giesink with serve, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking, tipped over the net, saved by Jansen. Up to the net, it's Kromendijk trying to put it away. Now to the back corner and out of bounds, the tip attempt. And the North College defenders have a 5-2 lead after the attack error from the right side. I believe that's Emma Gerber who's going to get charged with that attack error. North College leading 5-2. Giesink again serving. Set comes outside, and banging it off of the block is the kill for Jade Bergman. Bergman uses the block for a point as she tools it off of the block. Bergman with her first kill, the left-hander attacking from the right side, able to put it down. Now we have a conference between the line judge and our R1 this evening. I thought it was very simply a ball that got knocked off of the blocker and out of bounds. I believe it'll be Morningside serving. I don't know what the question is at this point, as that block ended up clearly off of the sideline from my vantage point. Now, obviously, I'm not looking right down the sideline. And now they're saying that a Morningside player touched it, and they're going to ask the captain, Kelly Alberico, what the call is. And Alberico is going to come over and converse with head coach Beth Connolly. And the game of telephone continues. And if I'm Beth Connolly, I'm wondering what that call was as well. So Dort College maintains the serve, and the defenders lead at 6-2. Block at the net put up by Kromendijk and Moss, and Morningside may need to call the timeout. 7-2, Dort College in front after the block for a point. And the defenders have a 7-2 advantage. Timeout on the floor, charged to Morningside. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Well, Terry Munz in the R2, kind enough to come over to talk to me during the timeout. And he said that the line judge saw that the ball bounced off of grazed the Morningside player after the block by the defenders. And that resulted in a block point for North College. That was for point six, and then another block for point at seven. And now the defenders, after the timeout, a service error by Giesink out of the timeout. Morningside trails at 7-3. Serving for the Mustangs, it's Ashley Bohr. Not a lot of numbers for Bohr this season. I did not expect to see her this evening. And Bohr serves it into the net. Service error, Morningside. And the defenders get a point 8-3. 8-3, our score. So the Morningside Mustangs trailing 8-3. Serving for the defenders will be Emma Altena. Altena with serve. Altena, the jump serve on the way to the back line and just off of the back line by inches. Point, Morningside, and the two teams exchanging service errors. This has become a trend with service error, teams with service error issues. Shake it. 8-4, defenders on serve receive. They get it over to Giesink. They had to bring a ball out of play. There was where the air needle is inserted, popped loose and dropped into the ball and began rattling. So they had to remove that ball from play. The Dort College defenders leading now 8-5. Lots of oddities in the first 13 points or so. Altena to Giesink. Bump set outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh tools it off the block for the kill. Lindbergh records the kill. Julia with her first kill this evening. Just never know what you're going to run into. Try to roll with it as best as possible. As long as my internet hangs in, I don't really care. Morningside attacking. Pushed over the net, saved by Giesink. Bump set by Camp. She throws it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a tap, controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking over the block, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesink. Quick attack. Moss. Moss unable to put it down. Here comes Morningside. Morningside tapped to the sideline and a kill. And the Mustangs, Brittany Olson with a kill. It's 9-6. 9-6 our score. It's been a rather ho-hum affair thus far. Neither team with a ton of energy on this Tuesday evening. Marin Van Velzen with service for the Mustangs. 9-6, Dort College leading. Set number one, Altena, Giesink. Giesink, Camp. Camp blocked at the net, picked by Moss. Now too close to the net, tried to save it, Jansen. Jansen able to do so. Morningside keeping it alive with Zank. Here's Byert. Byert with a kill from the outside. And just like that, Morningside playing with a little more energy, and they cut it down to a 9-7 contest. Jenna Byert with her third kill here this evening. Serving for the Mustangs is Marin Van Velzen. Van Velzen serves, short taken by Altena, gets it over to Giesink, shoots it out wide to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. No, they say it was untouched at the net. Point Morningside. And the Mustangs have cut it down to a 9-8 lead. Morningside has scored six of the last eight. So an attack error by Lindbergh. It's 9-8. Serve taken by Altena. Gets it to Giesink. Comes back over to Camp. Camp with a swing. Dug by Morningside. They keep it alive. Comes back over to Byert. Byert with a swing and the kill. 9-9. And that's a case where Jansen couldn't get out of the way in time. So that ball looked headed for a foot or two off of the back line. But Jansen had to try and get the serve up. Didn't get the platform flat. And Morningside has come back to tie it. Very nearly an overpass, and Camp puts it away. Leah Camp with a kill. Let's see if Dort College is able to go on a little bit of a run of their own here. That is the fifth different player to record a kill here this evening for the defenders. Dort College leading 10-9. Serving for the defenders is Bausma. Low hard serve controlled by the Mustangs. They'll attack Byert. Byert through the box, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesink. Shoots it out to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Lindbergh with a kill. When Dort College is in system, it looks like they're going to have success tonight. Morningside not very quick with their block, especially in this rotation. Serving for the defenders again is Bausma, the freshman from Sheldon. Short serve, here comes Morningside. Outside to Bausma. Bausma hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So an attack error by Byert. And the Dort College lead is back to 3 at 12-9. 12-9 our score. Serve, nearly an ace. Morningside keeps it in play. Saved by Bausma, gets it to Giesink. Back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Well, the timing was not there on Saturday. Those quick attacks, Dort College really struggled. Here tonight, in the early going at least, looks like the timing is a little bit more on. Morningside attacking. Shoots it outside to Byert. Byert blocked at the net, but out of bounds. Giesink unable to close the block and keep it closed. And Byert bangs another one down for a kill, her fourth unofficially. 13-10, Dort College leading Morningside. Serving for the Mustangs is the libero, Emmy Gerber, dumped over by Giesink. And Giesink records the kill, and that is not Gerber, that is Oberfull, beg your pardon. She is the libero. Giesink records the kill. Giesink with her second kill already in this one. Morningside has service. Five kills actually for Byert already tonight. Serve goes, set goes outside to Byert. Byert records the kill. It's 14-11. Well, Byert making some hay in the front row here in the first set. Leading 14-11 is Dort College. Serving for the Mustangs is El Barrico. Short serve taken by Bausma, outside set, Altena. Altena off the high hands, dug up into the rafters. Kept in play, Morningside. They get her over to Byer. Dug by Drake. Pushed over by Gasing. Saved by Morningside. Bump set outside from the right side, and hitting it long and out of bounds is Gerber, point defenders. Gerber with the attack error. Byard has one more swing in the front row. See if Dort can build on this four-point advantage at 15-11. Served by Drake, controlled by Morningside. Outside attack, roll shot, saved by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Pushed over by Kromendijk. Morningside scrambling, passed over the net, free ball. Controlled by Connolly. Gets it over to Gasing, shoots it over to Altena. Altena banks it off the block for the kill. That is something we have been waiting to see Emma do a little bit more of, and that is tool it off of the block. That time she did, and the Dort College defenders lead 16-11. 16-11, our score. Morningside calls a timeout. Back with more in a moment. Morningside called the timeout, trailing 16-11. Hannah Connolly with service. Connolly with the hop serve, controlled by Morningside. They attack. Set goes outside Bergman. Bergman hits a long and out of bounds, and Morningside looking for a touch at the net. There wasn't one. None were called, at least, and Bergman with the attack error, and the defenders lead at 17-11. Serving is Connolly. Connolly, low hard serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Morningside able to get it up and in play. Bergman blocked at the net. Morningside will reload. Set goes outside to Byard. Dug by Connolly, comes back over to Kromendijk, unable to put it away. Morningside attacking Bergman. Bergman blocked at the net. Morningside keeps it in play again. Passed over the net by Byard. Saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Altena. Altena over the kill. Altena records the kill, and the Dort College defender lead is 18-11. Emma Altena with her third kill, and the Dort College defenders in the driver's seat here in set number one. Serving is Connolly. Low hard serve controlled by Morningside. They'll attack out of the, they'll go left side. Byard attacks with the left hand, unable to put it down, and there's another kill for Altena. Altena with another bang it off of the block kill. Emma Altena unofficially with four, I believe. And the Morningside Mustangs trail at 19-11. Dort College running away and hiding with this one right now. Into a position now where you can play side-out volleyball and be in great shape. Byard through the block and a kill. Jen Byard, the story of set number one for Morningside. Six of their 12 points have come off of kills by Byard. She's attacking mostly from the outside. She did have one slide attack to the right pin that she put away. Dort College leading 19-12. Morgan Gorley with service. If you're Dort College, stay away from the long string of points. Comes back over to Altena. Altena over the swing. Dort College will reload on the pass over the net. Passed over to Kromendijk, unable to put it away. Here comes Morningside. Through the block, saved by the defenders. Kromendijk with a bump set over to Altena. Altena, off-speed kill off the block. Emma Altena with five first set points. And the Dort College defender lead is 20-12. 20-12, our score. Serving for Dort College's Gasing. Gasing serve controlled by Morningside, and a down ball taken by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Kromendijk. Power tip. Dug by Morningside. Set outside Bergman. Cuts it cross court. Dug by Gasing. Bump set Jansen over to Altena. Altena into the net on the attack error. Point Morningside. Altena attacking on that bump set from Jansen. Kind of an odd angle as well. Serving for the Mustangs will be Ashley Bohr. Bohr had a service error in her last service attempt. And Bohr lets it fly. Short serve taken by Drake. Gets it to Gasing. Comes back over to Moss. Moss with a tip and just hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Morningside. Dort ran that slide to the right. Moss with a tip and just missed it on the sideline. Dort College attacking back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk over the kill. Allie Kromendijk, the sophomore from Belle Plaine, Minnesota, missed all of last year with a knee injury, or most of last year. Missed the entire basketball season. Emma Altena serving with the defenders up 21-14. And Dort College is trying to close this one out. Set number one of this best-of-five battle. Jump serve by Altena, controlled by Morningside. They'll set to the middle through the triple block and the kill. Krista Zink. Zank with a kill. So Krista Zank, averaging 2.1 kills per set, records that kill. Jade Bergman with service. 21-15, Dort College up 6. Serve is on the back line for an ace serve for the Mustangs. So Jade Bergman with a left-handed ace. And the Dort College defender lead is 5, 21-16. Bergman with another service on the way. Taken by the defenders. Altna gets it over to Giesing. Comes back over to Moss. Moss unable to put it away. Here comes Morningside. Down ball through and hitting the antenna. Brushing the antenna was Krista Zank. Zank with the attack error. And the defenders lead at 22-16. 22-16. Serving for the defenders is Summer Jansen. Controlled by the Mustangs. Set goes outside. Dug by Jansen, but up and over. Here comes Morningside. Dump shot controlled by Giesing. Bump set by Camp. Gets it over to Altena. Altena tries to, Lindbergh, that is. Lindbergh tries to tip it over and sends it long off of the back line. And Morningside still in this one, trailing by 5. But if they string a couple together, they're right back in it, and they've got the lineup to do it right now. Jen Byard has had the hot hand. She's got 7 kills. She is back in attacking in the front row. Taken by Dort College and Altena. Giesing shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. There was a touch at the net, and I thought the digger touched it as well. Lindbergh gets the kill. I thought there were 2 touches that didn't get called. Now, it was off the back line, but I saw a couple skips. 3 kills for Lindbergh. Short serve taken by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. Set goes outside. Byard off high hand. Saved by Jansen. Slowed up just enough. Giesing gets to it. From behind the spike line is Altena. Bergman roll shot, and it catches the tape and falls back on Morningside's portion of the floor. Bergman with the attack error. And the defenders lead 24-17. Set number 1. Low hard serve. Here come the Mustangs. Set goes outside. Byard hits it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. And Dort College wins set 1, 25-17. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. An attack error by Jen Byard after she had 7 kills in set number 1. Back-to-back attack errors by the Mustangs. Close set number 1. We return with set number 2 right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Set number 2 coming up in just a moment. The numbers from set number 1, Dort College 14 kills, a 250 kill efficiency, 5 errors. Morningside 9 kills, 9 errors. That comes out to a flat 0 kill efficiency. 10 kills for Jamie Giesing, 7 for Kelly Oberico. 18 digs for the defenders, 15 for Morningside. 2 blocks for points for the defenders, 1 for Morningside. 2 service errors by each team. Emma Altena leading Dort College with 5 kills. Julia Lindbergh with 3. 5 digs by Jamie Giesing, 4 for Summer Jansen. For Morningside, Jen Byard with 7 kills, 7 assists for Oberico, and 4 digs by Nikki Oberfull. Set number 2 on the way. Dort College winning set 1. By a final of 25-17, and the first serve by Morningside is off the back line and out of bounds. And Morningside's Ashley Vanderstout checks out of the match. Checking in is Jade Bergman. Dort College leads 1-0 after the service error, the third service error by Morningside. This evening, serve taken by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. Set goes to the right side. And a kill on the slide for Emma Gerber. Gerber ties it up at 1-1. Gerber records her first kill by my count. Serving for the Mustangs will be Morgan Gourley. Gourley with service. Earlier today, the NAI national ratings released. Dort College held at number 6. Moved up, actually, 1 spot to number 6. Altena blocked at the net. Point Morningside. So Morningside with their second block for a point here in the match. Their first of set 2. And the Mustangs have the lead, 2-1. Serving for the Mustangs again will be Gourley. 12 ace serves this season. Goes cross court, taken by Bausman, gets it to Gasing, comes back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke, her tip catches the tape and falls back on the Dort College side of the net. An attack error by Cromendyke, and the Dort College defenders trail 3-1. 3-1 our score. Morgan Gourley with service. Gourley serve, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside Altena. Altena over the swing. Morningside scrambling. They keep it alive. Passed over the net. Another free ball for Dort College. Drake, Gasing, Gasing, Cromendyke. Cromendyke kill. Cromendyke with a kill, and for Allie, that's her third. Bausma checks out. Gasing checks in. Moss, Altena, Cromendyke in the front row for the defenders. Gasing serving. Drake and Jansen also on the floor for the defenders. Set goes to Bergman. Bergman with a kill. You do have to account for Bergman out there, the left-hander, attacking from the right side. Bergman now with three kills, averaging 2.6 per set. Ashley Bohr has service. So Morningside with a 4-2 cushion, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Cromendyke, unable to put it away. Morningside attacks, pushed to the back corner, saved by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss, unable to put it away, but there's Cromendyke to put the overpass down. Cromendyke makes it 4-3 with that kill. Allie Cromendyke with her fourth kill. Serving for the defenders will be Altena. Lindbergh is now in the front row along with Cromendyke and Moss. Morningside set for serve, receive. Altena's low hard serve. Morningside gets to it. Off high hands, and it drops. Brittany Olson's kill drops in front of the Dort College back row defensive specialist. And the Mustangs lead 5-3 here in set number two. Serve, controlled by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Julia Lindbergh with the kill, her fifth. I beg your pardon, fourth. So Lindbergh makes it 5-4. And serving for the defenders will be Summer Jansen, the senior from Sheldon. Her low hard serve controlled by Morningside. Might have been a double, no call made. Bergman gets it over. Bump set by Camp, throws it up over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing, and it was long and out of bounds, but a touch at the net. We're tied 5-5. Lindbergh with that kill as we had a touch call by the line judge, and the defenders tied up 5-5. Serving for the defenders again is Jansen, floater. Overpass, pushed back by Moss. Here comes Morningside. Morningside attacking, into the block, and a kill for the Mustangs. And Krista Zank. Zank her second. Morningside regains the lead at 6-5. 6-5 the score. Well, if you're Dort College, you want to play side-out volleyball here. And then get your point scoring lineup in the front. That's typically Camp and Altena. When you can get those two together, Camp off high hands. Morningside through the box, saved by Altena, kept it alive. Down ball by Altena on the tape, rolls over. Morningside attacks, set right side. Byert with a kill. Byert records the kill. Jen Byert with 8 kills. And the Mustangs lead 7-5. They open up a 2-point advantage. Serve taken by Altena. Camp has to get it. She bumps it up for Lindbergh. Lindbergh off of the block, saved by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. Bergman off high hands. Nearly an overpass. Dort College pushes it over. That's Moss, and Moss over the kill. Haley Moss kept it in play, sent it over, averaging 1.29 kills per set. Restricted to tipping at this point. Serve controlled by Morningside. They'll attack through the block, and we have a player in the net. I believe that's going to go on Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a block error, a kill for Morningside, and it's 8-6. 8-6 our score. Serving for Morningside is Nikki Oberfull. Oberfull with serve. Taken by Jansen. Gasing dumps it over, pushed right back. Jansen with a back set to Altena. Unorthodox attack that time by the defender, saved by Gasing. Up close to the net. Gasing puts the block up, and Gasing's going to be called for a net violation. as she went up for the block, but on her, as she came down, she brushed the net. 9-6 our score, the block error by the defenders. Block error by the defenders, it's 9-6, and Morningside returns the favor with a service error. York College was out of system that last attack. Aubrey Drake has service. Camp and Alton are in the front row with Gasing. Bausma and Jansen are the back row specialists. Drake's serve catches the tape and rolls over. An ace for Drake. And for Aubrey Drake, that is her 17th ace serve this season. Among the team leaders, the far and away leader is Emma Altena, controlled by Morningside. Power tip, and Camp is there for a solo block. And the defenders tied up at 9-9. Timeout on the floor, charge to Morningside. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa. Back with more in a moment. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR made possible by the following businesses. They include CNA's Body Repair in Orange City, The Reputation Didn't Happen by Accident, by Farmers Mutual and Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. See over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 722-4472. Ryan Grunewijk is a broker. Set goes to Byard, unable to put it away. Bausma saves it, comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp puts the kill away, and for Leah Camp, that is her third kill this evening, and the defenders have a 10-9 advantage. 10-9 our score, serving is Aubrey Drake. Drake the floater, controlled by Morningside. They have to scramble, bump set, passed over the net, to the back line, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Altena, banks it over the block for the kill. Emma Altena tooling it off the block, and for the junior from Sioux Center, her sixth kill, and the defenders have now scored five in a row. Serving again is Aubrey Drake. Drake the floater, and Drake's serve is just off of the back line and out of bounds as Morningside pulls back at the last instant on that aggressive serve by Drake. So Drake with a service error. She also had a service ace in that run, so you trade it off 1-1. Morningside with service. Taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing, comes back right side, Camp. Camp with a tap, controlled by Dort College after Morningside passed it back. And Altena with another kill. Emma Altena with another kill. She's got seven, and the defenders lead at 12-10. Altena had a, by her standards, challenging day on Saturday. Doan is good a team, or they blocked her as well as any team has this season. Byard with a tip, saved by Bausma. Gasing shoots it over to Altena. Altena bangs another one off the block for the kill. Emma Altena, right now, with that, I don't know if she changed her approach. It's a different angle, but she is sending several off of high hands and out of bounds. 13-10, Dort College leading. Morningside attacking, set outside Bergman. Bergman to the back line, just off of the back line and out of bounds, point defenders. So an attack error by Bergman, and the defenders have turned a 9-6 deficit into a 14-10 advantage. That is an 8-1 run right now for the defenders. Serving again, Sarah Connolly for Dort College. Down the line, overpass Connolly, trying to put it away. Morningside scrambles, they get to it. This will be a busted play. Bergman through high hands with the left hand. Outside it goes Altena. Altena with the swing, dug by Morningside. This is Byard. Byard blocked at the net, but out of bounds, point Morningside. So another kill for Byard. Byard with 10. She did something fairly similar in the first meeting of these two teams about 5 weeks ago, almost 6 weeks ago now. Morningside with serve, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing with a dump and the kill. 15-11, Dort College leading. Gasing records yet another kill And for Jamie, that's number three. Jamie Gasink with service. 15-11, North College leading by four. Short serve taken by Morningside. Mustangs trying to get through this rotation. Saved by Jansen overhand. Kept it alive. Got it over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a bump set over to Altena. Altena with another kill. And Altena with as quick an arm as there is in the conference right now. She's got nine kills. Morningside trailing 16-11. Dort College leading in the match. One set to nothing. Bergman power tip. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink. Comes back over to Altena. Off high Hansen. Another kill for Altena. Dort College looking sharp through the first set and a half here in this match. They lead 17-11. Morningside burns another timeout. Back with more in a moment. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping. Located in Sioux Center, Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Serve short by Gasing, controlled by Morningside. Set goes to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Morningside and Emma Gerber. Morningside trails 17-12 after the timeout. They get the quick attack out of the middle by Gerber. Serving for the Mustangs is Ashley Bohr. Bohr serves short, taken by Moss. Gets it over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. So Cromendyke with a kill. Credit Moss with that serve reception. Got it into the offense quickly. Now Altena serving. Dort College leading by six, 18-12. Lindbergh, Moss, and Cromendyke, the attackers. Altena serve. In play, Morningside attacking, off of the tape, and in front of Jansen. She was in the right place. If that ball doesn't hit the tape, she ends up lunging for it, and Zink gets the kill out of the middle. Jade Bergman has serve, 18-13. Taken by Jansen, bump set by Altena, up into the rafters, passed over the net by Lindbergh. Dort College will set up the defense at the net. Here's the attack. Dug by Jansen, but a player in the net for Dort College. And that is going to go against Moss. So a block error by the defenders. Dort College in the net. Morningside cutting a couple off of the lead. Was 17-11 at one point. Now it's 18-14. So a three-point slice. Set comes. Dug by Dort College, saved by Cromendyke, gets it over to Gasing, back over to Cromendyke, off high hands. Morningside attacking, set right side, blocked at the net. Moss and Cromendyke on the attack by Zink. Point defenders, and it was good to see Dort College able to get out of that rotation quickly, reestablish themselves with a block at the net, making it 19-14. Summer Jansen has service. Jansen the floater, taken by Morningside. Morningside blocked at the net, but it goes out of bounds. So a kill for the Mustangs out of the middle. That's Brittany Olson. Olson with three kills. And the Dort College defender lead is 19-15. Let's see if they can play side-out volleyball from here on out. Marin Van Velzen with service. Her team down by four. And now five as she serves it squarely into the net. That one didn't have a chance. Van Velzen with a service error. 20-15, Dort College leading. Serving is Bausma. Floater taken by Bergman. Morningside attacking. Byert dug by Altena. Gets it over to Gasink. Shoots it outside. Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. Dug by Morningside. They keep it alive. Byert through the net block. Controlled by the defenders. Gasing gets away with one. Tooling it off the block is Lindbergh. Lindbergh for the kill. It's 21-15. I would not have been shocked at all if they had called the double contact on Gasing. That ball came out with a definite side spin on it, and that's only one of the indicators they look at, but definitely wouldn't have been a surprise. Morningside attacking. Byert blocked at the net. They'll reload. This time they go to Bergman. Dug by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack. Camp. Here comes Morningside trailing by six. Blocked at the net. Morningside reloads. Set goes to the middle again. Pancake saved by Gaysink. Dug up and over by Altena. Here comes Morningside again. Byard blocked at the net. And a point for the defenders. A block for a point by the defenders. Dort College leading 22-15. Serving for the defenders will be Bausma. Bausma flirting with the line there on the foot fault. Comes back over to Byard, and Byard from outside gets the kill. Dort College has never fully contained Byard this evening. She has had her way, but no one else has really gone off. Dort College leading 22-16. Serve down the line, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Camp on the slide, unable to put it down, saved by Bausma on the, gets it up over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh tries to put it away, set comes outside, Byard into the net, four hits on Morningside. And actually, they're going to call it a block by the defenders. Dort College leading 23-16. Dort College with at least 3 points for blocks here in set number two. That is, if Randy Cash, the official scorekeeper this evening, sees things the same way I do. Gaysink outside to Altena. Altena blocked at the net. Point Morningside. 23-17, Dort College with a 6-point lead. The defenders won set 125-17. Serving for the Mustangs is Alberico. Alberico serve taken by Bausma, gets it to Gaysink, comes back over to Camp, unable to put it away. Morningside digs it up, set right side, and off of the back line and out of bounds, the attack by Gerber. Gerber with the attack error. And the Dort College lead is 24-17. Serving for Dort College is Hannah Connolly. Connolly, the floater down the line, controlled by Morningside. Set goes to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for the Mustangs and Gerber. So Gerber, after the attack error, gets a kill, but Dort College on set point, threatening to take a 2-0 lead. Morgan Gorley with service. Gorley with serve, floater, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back right side, Cromendike. Unable to put it down, Morningside loads up. Power tip, dug by Jansen. Now getting up is Cromendike with a block back. Here comes Morningside. Tip down the sideline. Joust at the net, saved by the defenders. Gaysink blocked at the net. Passed over the net by Cromendike. Here comes Morningside. Dumped over the net. Here comes Dort College. Gaysink to Cromendike, off high hands. Morningside unable to put it away. Cromendike with a kill. Allie Cromendike with her sixth kill. And the Dort College defenders take set two, 25-18. So Dort College a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. The numbers through two sets. Dort 29 kills, 276 kill efficiency. Morningside, that is, 23-094. Diggs 42-33 Dort College, blocks 5-3 Dort College, ace serves 1-1, Byard down the line hits it wide and out of bounds, 5 service errors by the Mustangs, 3 by the defenders. Dort College leading 1-0 after the attack error by Byard as she sends it wide. Byard on serve receive, they send it right side instead, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink. Comes over to Camp. Camp with a swing. Morningside attacking. Blocked at the net. Camp with another block. And the Dort College defender lead is 2-0. 2-0 our score. So Camp with a block. An attacker by Byard to start the set. And the defenders lead at 2-0. 2-0 our score. Set number 3. Drake serve. Overpass. Gaysink. Gaysink puts it away. Jamie Gaysink records the kill on the overpass. The setter getting one of those rare opportunities to put on the hitter's hat, and she puts it away. Serving for Dort College is Drake. Drake, low hard serve, taken by Byard. They set right side over high hands, taken by Drake, gets it over to Gaysink, comes outside Altena. Altena over the kill. Emma Altena with her 11th kill. She's the GPAC Player of the Week this week. And checking into the match will be Morningside's Maddie Dotzler. Checking out of the contest will be Marin Van Velsen. Defenders lead 4-0. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. Drake the floater, taken by Morningside. They shoot it outside wide, blocked at the net, and a block put up by Camp and Gasing. Dort College leads 5-0. 5-0 our score. Now these first two-plus sets have not played out anything like I had anticipated. Drake with serve. Drake the floater, taken by Morningside, and an ace serve for Drake. Drake with the ace, Aubrey with her second tonight, and the defenders out to a 6-0 lead here in set number three. Timeout on the floor, charge to Morningside. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. 6-0, Dort College leading in set number three. The defenders won sets one and two, 25-17 and 25-18. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass insulation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955. Blocked at the net is Byard, point defenders, and the Dort College defenders threatening to run away and hide with this one. Morningside used a timeout, and other times they have used a timeout. They've been able to get a point and break the rally. Dort College right now in a 7-0 run. Drake, low hard serve, Morningside scrambling. Seam out of sorts right now. Taken by Bausma, gets it to Gasing, comes back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Camp with a kill. She's got four unofficially, a couple of blocks as well. New player checking in. This is Van Velsen. Van Velsen will check in. Dotzler will check out. Beth Connolly on the Morningside bench trying to find a rotation, trying to find a combination to crawl back into this one. 8-0. Morningside in trailing. Set goes outside and an attack error. And right now for Morningside, the harder they try, the worse it gets. Gerber with an attack error. And if you're Beth Connolly, you're just searching and see if you can slow some momentum down with substitutions. Jade Bergman checks into the match. Dort College leading 9-0. 9-0 our score. Taken by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. Bergman over the high hands. Taken by Jansen. Bump set by Gasink. Outside it goes Alton. Alton over the swing. Dug by Morningside. They keep it alive. Get it over to Byard. Byard off high hands and a kill. And the Morningside Mustangs are on the board here in set number three, trailing 9-1. Byard with the kill. Now, if you're Dort College, you don't want to let off the gas. Serving is Gourley. Do not want to allow Morningside to crawl back into it. Gourley with service. 9-1 our score. Short serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Camp. Taps it over. Morningside able to cover it. Set comes right side down the line. Saved by Drake. Dort College to Gasing. Outside it comes Altona. Altona over the kill. Emma Altona over the kill. She's got 12 by my count. Right at her season average of 4.38. 13 would be her average in three sets. Alton over the gives Dort College a 10-1 lead. Connolly has service for the defenders. Serve controlled by Morningside. Mustangs attacking. Set goes outside down the line. Drake trying to lay out for it. And a kill for the Mustangs. And number nine, Ashley Vanderstow. Vanderstow has been quiet this evening. Her attack attempts have been limited. That's her first kill tonight. Serving for Morningside is Ashley Bohr. Bohr, short serve, taken by Drake. Gasing gets it over to Alton, blocked at the net, point Morningside. 10-3, Dort College leading by 7. Serving again will be Bohr. Dort College won set 1-25-17. They won set 2-25-18. They lead here in set number 3, 10-3. Gasing, quick attack. This is Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a kill. For Allie Cromendyke. By my count, that's number 7 tonight. And the official set keeper in agreement with me here this evening. Morningside attacking. Set comes outside and a block put up by Moss and Cromendyke on the attack by Brittany Olson. Point defenders. Dort College leads 12-3. 12-3 our score. Gasing with service. Floater. Back line. Morningside gets to it. Roll shot, dug by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Bump set outside, Altena. Altena with a swing. Now a joust at the net. Altena pushes it back. Morningside reloads. Set comes outside, and a kill for the Mustangs. And Krista Zink. Zink with four kills. And the North College lead is 12-4. 12-4, our score serving for the Mustangs is Bergman. North College up 2-0. Morningside has service. To the back line, taken by Altena. Comes back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill. And that time, Gasing just simply put her hand up, got it somewhere in the vicinity of Allie Kromendijk. And Kromendijk on the quick attack, able to tap it over and find the open spot and the Morningside floor. Emma Altena, serve is long and out of bounds. Service error by Altena. And the North College defenders lead 13-5. 13-5, North College halfway to a set three win. Morningside's Marin Van Belzen has service. Van Belzen wears number four, sends it over. Taken by Altena, comes back over to Moss. Moss with the tap. Controlled by Morningside, Van Belzen sends it over. Altena, Gasing, shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh unblocked, kill. Not sure where the blockers were, but they weren't on Lindbergh. And Julia Lindbergh with her sixth kill. North College leads 14-5. Camp checks into the match. Jansen has service. Set comes right side, tapped over, saved by Moss. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Morningside attacking. This is Byert. Byert into the net. Point North College on the attack error by the senior from Sioux Center. Byert with the attack error. Timeout. Morningside. North College leads 15-5. Back with more in a moment. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR. North College in front, 15-5 in set number three. The defenders in control from the start as they scored the first 9 points of the set. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab Services provided by in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for all your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care. For the junior high athlete to weekend warrior, appointments can be scheduled with just one call, 722-1901 in Sioux Center, 324-0110 in Sheldon, to be proactive. Morningside attacking. This is Byert. Byert with a kill. Jen Byert with a kill. She's got 13 unofficially. And the Mustangs have service. This is Oberfull. Oberfull has serve. Taken by Altena, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Camp. Camp with a swing, Morningside attacking, trying to come back. Over high hand, saved by Altena, and out of play, point Morningside. Back-to-back points for the Mustangs. That's their first back-to-back sequence since they went from down 10-1 to down 10-3. Serving for the Mustangs, again, will be Oberfull, down by 8. Short serve. Pushed up, and North College seems to have lost their focus here. Gasing unable to get a clean set, and the Mustangs trail 15-8. You do not want to allow momentum to shift if you're North College. Over full serve, taken by Altena. Jansen gets it over to Lindbergh, and Lindbergh had nowhere to go with it. She's blocked, and Morningside has scored 4 points in a row. They trail 15-9. 15-9, our score. Now, I know Coach Chad Hansen would love to see his team work out of this sequence on their own. Pushed over the net by Lindbergh. North College not in sync. Dumped over. Saved by North College. Gasing keeps it alive. Passed over the net by Lindbergh. Here comes Morningside. They scramble. Byert through the block and a kill. Might want to use a timeout here. Byert with a kill. And the defenders lead 15-10. Timeout on the floor. Charge to North College. Back with more in a moment. This is Defender Volleyball on KDCR. 15 kills now for Tim Byer. North College leading 15-10. Gasing gets it over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Timeout used to refocus. North College, the fifth kill of the night for Camp. North College still in control. Just didn't want too much momentum on the Morningside side of the ledger. Serve taken by Morningside. Mustangs attack. to the middle and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Vanderstyl Point Defenders. York College leads 17-10. 17-10, the Defenders in front. Serving again will be Bausma, the freshman from Sheldon. Nearly an overpass, and we've got a player in the net. They say Camp was in the net. Point Morningside, so a block error by Camp. A kill for Alberico. Alberico with her first kill tonight. So Alberico will get credit for the kill. Short serve taken by Bausma. Comes outside to Lindbergh. Roll shot saved by Byert. Byert gets the return, and she knocks it off of the block, and we're back to a five-point ball game. Byert with her 16th kill. Well, up to this point, it had been pretty uneventful, but now Morningside making a set of it. 17-12 our score. 16 kills for Byert. Alberico's serve taken by Bausma. Too close to the net, and it's banged off of the block. Dort College attacking. Outside it comes Lindbergh, and Lindbergh tools it off of the block for the kill. Well, then Morningside was down at one point, 15-5. They called a timeout. They came out of that timeout, scored five in a row. They've scored seven of the last ten, but they might run out of time. It's 18-12 right now. Drake serve, controlled by Byert. Set right side, blocked at the net. Morningside will attack again. This time they throw it out to Byert from behind the spike line. Jansen saves it, comes over to Drake, passed over the net by Bausma. Here comes Morningside attacking, three options, and with the block is Altina. Altina, the solo block on Emma Gerber, and the Dort College defenders lead 19-12. Morningside is out of timeouts. The defenders have one timeout remaining. Aubrey Drake has service. Aubrey Drake, low hard serve, and that'll go as another ace for Aubrey. She's got three. Dort College leading 20-12. Aubrey Drake with her third ace serve tonight. Jump serve by Drake, saved by Byert. They throw it up right side, Gerber over the block, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysing, comes over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with her sixth kill has not gotten as many swings tonight simply because Altina got rolling early. 21-12 our score. Robin Underwood will check into the match. Also checking in, Haley Delperdang for the defenders. 21-12 the score. Drake has serve. Controlled by Morningside. They'll set right side off high hands. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Underwood. Comes back over to Delperdang. Delperdang hits it long and out of bounds. Delperdang on the slide. Hit it long. So an attack error. 21-13, Dort College by 8. Morningside has service. This is Gourley. Gourley's serve, short, taken by Jansen, kept alive by Camp. Comes outside Altina. Altina tries to cover it. Jansen and Altina collide going for it, and the ball drops to the floor. A block point for Morningside. 21-14, Dort College by a touchdown and an extra point. Morgan Gourley with service. Short serve taken by Altina. Gets it to Underwood. Back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Quick attack that time, and Underwood with the assist. Camp records the kill. It's 22-14. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly. An 8-point advantage for the defenders. Connolly, that's Sarah Connolly with service. Morningside attacking, blocked at the net. Morningside will reload. Power tip and a kill by Gerber. Emma Gerber with the kill. 22-15. 22-15 our score. Serving for the Mustangs is Ashley Bohr. Bohr's serve taken by Drake. Comes over to Underwood. Tries to put it away. Players in the net. No call made. Here comes Altina. Altina with the kill. Emma Altina with her 13th kill. Been a pretty efficient 13. Dort College leads 23-15, and the defenders appear poised to finish this one off. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Quick attack. Morningside unable to put it down. Set comes outside around the block and hitting it wide is Mandy Dotzler, point defenders. Andor College leads 24-15. Mass substitution. DeHaan, Skemper, and Timmermans checking in. Dort College on set and match point. Today's broadcast made possible by Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. Served by Gasing, controlled by Morningside. Tapped over, saved by Gasing. Bump set by DeHaan. Comes back over to Timmermans. Her swing, unable to put it down. Morningside digs it up. And with the cross-court kill is Krista Zink. Point Morningside. It's 24-16. Zank with the kill. Today's broadcast also made possible by a grant from People's Bank with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Leicester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Jasper, Minnesota as well. People's Bank, where values matter. Member FDIC. A service ace by the Mustangs. Jade Bergman with the service ace. 24-17, Dort College still up 7. Dort College still on set and match point. Serve. Take it by Moss, gets it over to Gasing. Bump set outside. Timmermans off high hands. Saved by Morningside. They'll scramble. Tough angle. They get it over. Saved by Timmermans. Gets it over to Gasing. Bumping it over is Moss. Here comes Morningside. Blocked at the net, but out of bounds. Point, Morningside. So tooling it off of the lock was Morningside's Zink. A 24-18, it's still set and match point. Serve taken by Timmermans, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss, taps it over. Morningside scrambling, this will be a down ball. And that one finds the back line. 24-19. 24-19, our score. Dort College trying to get that final point, and the defenders will use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Serving is Jade Bergman for the Mustangs. 24-19, Bergman serves short, taken by Timmermans, gets it to Gasing, back over to Moss. Blocked at the net, bump set outside DeHaan. DeHaan blocked at the net, Morningside regroups. Set goes outside, roll shot saved by Gasing. Bump set DeHaan. Comes back over to Timmermans. Through the block, up and over. Timmermans tries to put it away. Gasing back to DeHaan. DeHaan dances on the tape, rolls over. Morningside attacking off the block, controlled by the defenders. DeHaan gets the set from Moss. Blocked at the net. Here comes Morningside. Mustangs attacking outside through the block. Saved by Jansen. Overpass. And hitting it long and out of bounds, point defenders. And Dort College wins it by a final of 25-19. So Dort College wins in three, 25-17, 25-18, and 25-19. Dort College improves to 22-4, 10-1 in the conference, Morningside 16-9, and 8-4. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of tonight's match in a moment. Welcome back to Sioux City, Morningside College. The Dort College defenders sweep Morningside this evening. Three sets to nothing, 25-17, 25-18, and 25-19. Coach Chad Hansen is taking a seat beside me, so we'll talk with him before we get to the numbers. And, Coach, I'm going to pay you the highest compliment possible.
Wow.
A ho-hum win at Morningside, and that I've come here a lot of times with Dort College sporting some very good teams, and this has been a place where wins have not come easily. Tonight, your team established things early on and really played well, I thought. What led to that good start?
Thanks for saying that, Mike. With all due respect to Morningside, I know that for Coach Donnelly here, they have more than what they were able to show or what they did show. I want to give them credit and say that I'm glad. I'm thrilled. I told the team afterwards I loved this entire match all the way through. Even at the end, we were struggling to get some points, but I'm not worried about that. We had a different lineup in there, and I really liked how we were overall just focused. We served well. We blocked well. We transitioned. We were gritty. Lots of things were great on our side. And I was just overall pleased. What a blessing to come out of here, like you said, with a 3-0 win. That's huge.
264 kill efficiency. You limit Morningside to 077 tonight. You also blocked pretty well, I thought, in stretches. That really, I thought, in set number two, you blocked really well and took Morningside out of their offensive scheme.
Yes, and Morningside's a team that runs different routes. They've got different combinations. They distribute the ball pretty evenly to their many different hitters. And we didn't see as much of that kind of offensive, I'll call it creativity or, schemes coming at us. I want to credit my servers. For instance, a different server, Jamie, was back there serving in many different streaks through the match. Aubrey Drake started the third set and served, 9 points?
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge, huge benefit to us in all different aspects. Our block can get established. Our defense can prepare ahead of time to where to be and stop feet. And so that to take them, for them to be out of a good system which they've been running, I was really encouraged by that, and it was a real confidence booster against a team that's very, very strong.
Offensively, I look and I see Emma had 32 total swings. That's not out of the ordinary, obviously, but I do like the fact that Cromondyke had 18, Camp had 16, and Lindbergh had 18.
Yep.
And all of that really stems from passes to Jamie Gasink, and she's able to she's got a couple options. She doesn't have to do it to just one player.
Right, absolutely. And early on, Jamie was active, and our passers made her active in the front row. And that puts additional pressure because she's an offensive threat up there. Jamie had 4 kills, no errors on 9 swings. Several of those were early on. And that makes the blockers jumpy. There was one stretch where Jamie jumped up, the block committed to her. Allie was wide open on a 1-foot takeoff slide back behind. Jamie set a beautiful ball instead out to the left pin with more of an isolated Emma with one blocker up. And we terminated, and it was just a fun play because early on the pass allowed Jamie to be offensive, and in that moment she committed their block to prepare for her offense, and she instead sent it out.
Your team, with their play last week, you had 3 players named Great Plains Athletic Conference Players of the Week. Well-deserved, obviously, with the 2 wins. But those 3 put together a very good week. And to start this week, put your entire team, but those 3 leaders, really establishing things for a big weekend ahead.
Right. I think this is important. You know, playing on the road is an additional stress and strain, and that's why most often you're playing a home match and you're playing an away match in the conference total schedule. To get this win, to get it in 3, and to get it in a what I'll call a balanced way, as you mentioned earlier, I think that is really important this week, where we want to be fresh. We're still truly recovering from the intensity of last week in its excitement, in its physicality. And we need this match going into a road weekend at St. Mary on Friday and at Hastings on Saturday.
Well, hey, I'm going to let you go. If you can get back to campus by 10:15 or 10:30, I'm going to let you get there, because there have been later nights than this. So
that
congratulations. Good win here this evening in Sioux City. Travel back to Sioux Center safely.
Thanks,
Coach.
Thanks so much, Mike. Thanks for being here.
That's Coach Chad Hansen. Let's take a look at the numbers. Emma Alton, 13 kills, 5 errors, 32 attacks, 250 kill efficiency. 8 kills for Julia Lindbergh, 278 kill efficiency. Allie Cromondyke, a 333 kill efficiency with 8 kills. Jamie Gasink had 4 kills, 7 kills for Leah Camp, no errors, 16 total attacks, a 438 kill efficiency for the middle blocker from Tinley Park, Illinois. Jamie Gasink, 31 assists tonight, 3 service aces for Aubrey Drake. 10 digs for Gasink, 17 digs for Summer Jansen, 8 digs for Emma Altena, 6 each for Aubrey Drake and Erica Bausma. For Morningside, they were topped by Jen Byard, 16 kills, a 237 kill efficiency. Krista Zink had 7 kills, 5 for Brittany Olson, and 4 for Emma Gerber. 27 attacks for El Berrico, 15 digs for Nikki Oberfull. Dort College improves to 22-4 and 10-1. Morningside slips to 16-9 and 8-4. Let's wrap it up for the evening. The Dort College Defenders victorious in three tonight, and that's going to do it for our broadcast. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.